mystery in choral singing, and a surprise about brand names coming up on the Science Update podcast. Science Update comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society, and is supported by Science Netlinks, providing a wealth of standards-based resources for K-12 science educators, including lesson plans based on Science Update radio shows at sciencenetlinks.com. I'm Science Update producer Chelsea Wald. It's December, and tis the season for choral singing. When carolers start coming to your door, consider this mystery hidden in the melodies.
The mystery of choir singing. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. This professional choir sounds beautiful, but physicist and conductor Harold Yeers of the University of Cologne has found an ugly secret lurks in the beauty. He attached a microphone to the nose of each chorus member so he could record them separately. It came out like this. Out of tune and completely out of character for this professional solo singer. In fact, Yeers says all the singers were out of tune individually, but somehow the choir as a whole remained in tune.
Our guess is that there must be something that the voices should sound a little bit worse, but that the sum of the whole choir is better in the end.
How do the ugly tones add up to a beautiful one? It's a music mystery he hopes physics can solve. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next on the Science Update podcast, most people wouldn't think of water as being sticky, but you might be surprised to learn that chemists do. Here we answer a listener's question about the glueiness of water.
Why sugar sticks to your spoon? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Have you ever noticed that if you use the sugar spoon to stir your coffee and then put it back, sugar will stick to the spoon? Well, Neil Savage of Lowell, Massachusetts wants to know, why doesn't sugar stick to a dry spoon? Chemist Joe Marola of Virginia Tech says water, in the form of coffee in this case, is actually a very good glue. A water molecule has a positively charged side, which attracts the metal on the spoon, and a negatively charged side, which attracts the sugar, making them stick together. In fact, water can make lots of things stick together.
Paper, if you try to stick it to a wall, won't stick. But if you wet it, it would usually stick. Then when it dries, it'll fall right off again.
Much like the sugar on the spoon. If you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
As you do your holiday shopping this year, there may be many reasons why you reach for one brand of a product over another. Maybe a friend recommended it, or perhaps you read about it online. But we were amazed to learn that the letters in its name might even make a difference.
Finding yourself in brand names. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. When they're thirsty, Connies commonly crave Coke, while Pierres primarily prefer Pepsi. This according to consumer psychologist Miguel Brendel of the INSEAD Social Science Research Center in Austria. He and his colleagues asked people to choose between two kinds of tea. They found that people preferred brands that shared three letters with their own name.
When we asked them why they chose a tea, not a single person mentioned anything having to do with that kind of a naming issue. They said reasonable things like taste, color, strength of brew, and so on.
In reality, though, the teas were virtually identical. And although the effect is small, statistics show that we're also more likely to choose hometowns, spouses, and even careers that share our initials. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Ever since aspirin was extracted from willow bark, scientists have looked to plants as a potential source of useful drugs. The newest one may actually be growing in your own backyard.
A garden variety cancer drug. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A decorative garden plant may soon be fighting a deadly cancer. It's a relative of mint called Coleus forscoli. Molecular biologist Danilo Parati and his colleagues at Ohio State University Medical Center have been testing a chemical from the plant called forscolin.
And this is an extract. We use the pure extract from the roots of the plant.
In lab and animal studies, they found that forscolin can shut off an enzyme that causes a kind of leukemia called CML. The result was an up to 90% reduction in cancer growth. What's more, forscolin appears to be effective against drug-resistant forms of the disease and an end stage of the disease that current drugs can't treat. But Dr. Parati cautions that more work is needed before they can start human trials. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Finally, on the Science Update podcast, we have a story for the dinosaur lovers out there. If you've gotten bored with T-Rex, there's a new lizard on the block. Meet Godzilla.
A fearsome fossil. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Godzilla is the nickname for a 135-million-year-old sea creature unearthed in Argentina and reported in the journal Science. Somewhat like a crocodile, Godzilla measured 13 feet and had fins instead of legs. Its blunt snout and 4-inch-long teeth suggest it fed on other large sea creatures. Scientists were surprised by the find because all other known ancient marine crocodile species had slender snouts and ate only fish and shellfish. In other fossil news, some dinosaurs grazed on grass. A team discovered tiny bits of grass cells and 65-million-year-old dinosaur dung. Before now, scientists had supposed that grasses were rare when dinosaurs were alive, which is why most museums and textbooks depict plant-eating dinosaurs eating ferns and conifers. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This has been the Science Update podcast. Download it at www.scienceupdate.com, where you can browse our archive and submit science questions for our Why Is It feature. You can also call us at 1-800-WHY-ISIT. The Science Update podcast comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Chelsea Wald.